Sarah. No, I'm sorry.
Sarah, yeah. Oh, whoa, all right.
Whoa, are you okay? You want to talk about it?
No, I wanted to talk to you, wife.
I can't go to AMPM, they'll get mad at me.
Monster Cat released a new album.
Who's Monster Cat? Mm. Is it the cat that's a monster?
Yeah. Rah. It goes like,
damn, that's crazy.
It looks like a retarded cat.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
That's a retarded cat, not a monster cat.
Oh, shit. Why you gotta be like that, Dwight? That's harsh.
Dwight? What the fuck?
What's wrong, man?
Because it's retarded doesn't make it a monster.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the
D-Mongers
podcast. Episode 135, things were said, thoughts were had, and feelings were hurt today.
You'd like to formally apologize to a lot of people?
Yeah. I would like to informally apologize to that ass, because I fucked
up.
He
just digging himself in a hole, huh, Terry?
I fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked up, that's for sure.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Team Mongoose Podcast. See you next week. Maybe.
If you're lucky.
If you're good.
Still.
If you bring
still on the air.
If you bring home good grades.
If you post lots of tweets on Alex's Twitter, we'll come back.
If we don't see a tweet of Alex bitching about how you guys won't leave him alone, then you're not doing your job right.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Frankly, you're not doing your
We need to see a single tweet where Alex is like, "What, you guys, stop it." Something. Just something.
You're going to throw up his like Twitter name right now?
That's at Hey Bunchies, I believe, right?
I think so.
We're going to do a double check on the fly.
If not, follow me. Look who I'm following. And look who the first person who ever followed me was. And that was Alex.
Yes, it is at Hey Bunchies.
I was trying to get more followers. That was a selfless plug and you just went right by.
He has 1,322 followers. I would like to see that at 1,321 followers by the end of the week.
Chad Person, I'm calling you out.
Specifically you, Chad. I tell you guys about the time where I accidentally followed Chad for like an hour. That's
horrible.
This is the worst.
It must have been a rough day.
It was bad.
What are all these tweets about? Why? Who would tweet this?
That's a shout out to at ChadPerson644.
We all follow him.
Yep, he's currently at 217 followers. I would like to see that at 20. That would be his mom and dad still following him at the end of the week. Chad, you have 19,200 tweets.
That's a lot of tweets, dude. I think Baguetta might be the only person with more tweets
Baguetta
than that.
Absolutely is the man.
Dude, Spencer retweeted a tweet. I couldn't find it again because my phone died when I was trying to retweet it to... what's his name?
Klaus?
No, just Baguetta and
Baguetta.
I just said it.
I know.
It's just a brain fart. I was trying to send it to Baguetta because it said like, "Wow, after 9,000 tweets, something shows up to your house and beats the crap out of you." And I was gonna be like, "Confirm," but my phone literally said goodbye and died in my hand.
I'm at 11,000.
I'm at like what? I think I'm 1,000.
If that.
200, maybe? 5?
Oh, damn it.
I'm trying to get back on it. It's hard. I was off Twitter for
a minute.
At
1,043, Ryan. You just passed a 1K mark.
Nice.
Yeah.
Still me.
Yeah. You still have less tweets than you do followers.
That's good. I'm trying to keep that ratio going.
Well, good luck. Because you're closing in right now, man.
That's why I haven't posted anything in like a month. Until today. Yeah.
I'm gonna check up on our hashtags right now. I'm gonna see if anybody's been using them. Let's see. We got under TM Podcast, we have Sincer21 says, literally, I'm dining at hashtag TM Podcast. He says dining. I think he meant to say dying, but he was too busy dying to worry about spelling.
I think he was eating at the time.
Oh, he was probably listening
with this to the sounds of our podcast.
He was dying while he was eating.
No, he was dining. God, I don't know where the misunderstanding is.
He was dying while he was eating.
That's a pretty sweet Twitter background that he has going on there. What do you think the story is behind this stuff?
I wish I had a sweet Twitter background.
It's Walking Dead, Portal 2, Bastion, Dungeon Defenders, I believe, and the game that we were playing. What was it called?
Frame?
Dust. Dust.
Dust?
Dust, yeah.
Dust.
Talking about Sister, right?
Sister? Sidster.
That's what you're talking about. Sidster, yes. Excuse me. Yeah. Dust. The little fucking flying cat thingy. Bat cat.
And Dust.
Make shit up.
Yeah, from Dust.
An Elysian Tale?
From Dust. Dust. Elysian
Tale? Oh, I...
Malaysian Tale?
No, Elysian. Elysian?
Illusion?
Yes.
Bees!
Bees?
You can't have bees in
here. I don't know. That's shout out to @Sidster21.
What are you saying? Damn it. That's a shout out. Yeah, that's a shout out to my boy Sidster.
Sidster21 is pretty cool. I like Sidster.
Regardless, it's just funny the way you're saying
that's, @Sidster21 on Twitter. Give me a shout out.
You all know about the Twitter.
He has
right?
244. That's more.
Can we get that on a soundboard? Boy, 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 boy.
Your boy.
That's Terry in the morning. What were you saying to him?
I was shouting out his followers, and I was. He has 48,000 tweets. We found our king, everybody.
What was Baguette at?
30 something. Right? Baguette, step your game
king
up.
Of Twitter.
What's Shimmy at?
No, Baguette, pull it back, Baguette. That's what I was trying
Shimmy
to say.
Has less than I do. That's interesting. I thought she would be blabbing her mouth, you know?
Damn.
Well, she sends like 20 tweets that is just two. So I just assumed that she would be over 10,000 at least, you know? But no, where's Alex at? Alex is at 29,000. He's right on Baguette's tail.
Dude, that fool just talking about Gundam all the time.
Right? Even his background picture is Gundam.
God, he's worse than me when a new Halo game's coming out.
Speaking of new Halo, did you see new Halo?
Wait. I haven't seen or heard anything about this. You guys refresh me.
Why not, Ryan? They literally just announced like what it's called.
So I'm buying a Wii U this year.
Okay.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Sniper Goo confirms
there will be no Xbox One in no matter what this year. Unless, you know, I make a bonus and I'm just like, nah, I'm going to buy an Xbox One, which could happen. And,
unless Halo comes out.
Well, Halo 2 is supposed to come out for the Xbox, but I hear it's going to be cross-platform. Like, I mean, cross-generation. Like, 360 and...
Really? They'd still be making it for the 360?
That's what I hear. We'll see.
That's interesting.
The anniversary edition, the Halo 2 anniversary.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right.
Maybe, but it's not worth it for me to buy a whole system to buy a game I've already beat the shit out of.
Ryan.
Which I'm excited to play, and I'm excited to play it online. Tyler and I are missing that one piece of our... That's why we haven't done the series together in a long time, because you can't play Halo 2 anywhere online.
Uh-huh.
Unless we both buy... I think I own the PC version somewhere. But regardless... Halo 5 is confirmed fall of 2015. So Xbox One will be next year.
Okay. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So Wii U this year. Wii U, I'm going to buy it around the time Smash Brothers comes out, and I'll get Mario Kart at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, excited about it. I mean, I wish I was getting an Xbox and a Halo 5 this year, but...
I'm sure a lot of people are.
They did the same thing with Halo 2. They pushed it back a year. Well, yeah, that was the big 3-year gap. Because of Xbox. They were trying to put Xbox Live into it.
Mm. Yeah, it was kind of crap back then.
But it wasn't back when.
Well, Ryan.
No, come on.
Okay.
There's nothing to compare it to back then that you can say that. You don't have a right.
Well, I have a right, Ryan.
On Xbox? No. Are you?
Yes.
You just sound pretty damn un-American right now.
Statistically speaking, Ryan, I am an American.
Well, statistics have lied before.
True. But statistics say that I am correct.
When? Name one time.
All the time.
Damn.
That's a pretty high statistic.
I'm done.
You done?
That's my case in point. I was obviously wrong.
Are you so done, Terry, that you're not going to go...
100% done, boy.
Are you so done that you guys aren't going to join me at Chuck E. Cheese to play with the Oculus Rift?
Is that where it's
Because the right? Oculus Rift is coming to Chuck E. Cheese, boys. And it is going to be...
Are you saying Chuck E. Cheese boys or Chuck E. Cheese boys?
Chuck E. Cheese, comma, boys.
Because
okay. I'm talking to you.
I was going to say, I didn't know they, like, segregated Chuck E. Cheese. And only boys could come to this one.
It's
What you don't realize, Terry, is they never stopped.
So, anyways... The Oculus.
What are you doing here, little girl?
Get out!
You're in the wrong Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, we didn't care about girls back then. We were happy they were gone. We didn't ask questions. Those were the days we figured they were off cooking, cleaning, you know, getting ready for the real life. The woman's life.
Can I get on with this?
It was a different time. It was the 90s. Calm down, Dwight.
Come on, Dwight.
God, don't take it personally. I'm not talking about now. God. Chuck E. Cheese got their shit. I don't step foot in that establishment.
That's a legitimate excuse, Ryan. Can I talk about what's happening?
Ain't nobody been talking for like the whole 30 seconds. Just go. Jesus Christ, you don't need permission to talk on the podcast. God, piece
of
I'm
letting you get your feelings out right now, Ryan.
Oh my God.
So the Oculus Rift is going to be used for a game called Chuck E. Cheese's Virtual Ticket Blaster Experience.
I don't like
I'm even joking.
All right, now, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does it make a difference if I told you that the founder of Chuck E. Cheese is the creator of Atari?
No.
Because then he gets this cool new gaming system and is cool.
No, that doesn't, nope, make, that, make, doesn't make any difference to me.
All right, well, good try.
So anyways, Chuck E. Cheese's Virtual Ticket Blaster Experience... is a game where kids grab as many tickets as they can in a 360-degree environment.
But they're not real
not
tickets.
Not real tickets, and then they can be exchanged for prizes.
Now we're getting virtual tickets, huh?
I think it's funny that Chuck E. Cheese is adopting it so early and is one of the first, like, I don't know, like, places to actually use it, you know? Because technically it's still in development, you know?
Maybe it's like a stress test.
You think? They're like, maybe. What's the most stressful place that we could throw Oculus Rift right now? And
Chuck E. Cheese still got a lot of traffic. There's one right next to this here Red Robin, and they always pack.
How often are you at this Chuck E. Cheese, Ryan?
I'm not at the Chuck E. Cheese, I'm at the Red Robin.
Looking at the boys in Chuck E. Cheese.
And I'm just like, I hate Chuck E. Cheese, what they stand for.
Trying
to tell women what they have to be.
Okay. So
what if women want? What if they want to be little boys? Are they going to be Chuck E. Cheese going to stop them?
They'll try, Ryan.
I'm sure they'll
try with all their might.
They got a lot of money.
Or just pounded the smart water
boy money.
They
got that play money.
They got that cheese money.
They're moving all kinds of cheese. It's all under the table, like it's the whole the game thing is just a front for the smuggling of cheese.
They're moving tons of cheese through the back. They have
in stuffed animals.
They put kids in there that way the cops don't come in guns blazing.
Oh, what, are you gonna shoot a kid?
Big man with a gun pointing at kids. We ain't done nothing illegal.
You guys have really flown off topic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll get back on Chuck E. Cheese's Virtual Ticket Blaster Experience.
You have to, though? I mean,
hey, kids, you want to get blasted in the face with tickets?
Yeah! Blast me in the face!
Whoa, kid, don't make this weird.
Whoa, kid.
You gotta go.
Back it up.
In the girls section, kid.
All right, well, on top of other old type stuff, Chuck E. Cheese being old, Gauntlet's getting a reboot.
Hell
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw that all on my own. I didn't even have to have somebody link it to me or anything.
I know. You were the one that told us, Ryan. So
that's a lie.
It's available for pre-purchase.
You took it too far, Dwight. No one was going to believe that. You bastard.
Statistics say that 60% of the people listening will have believed it if you didn't bring up anything. That's stats, Ryan.
I couldn't even keep a straight voice.
So anyways...
Don't floss your teeth on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's coming out September 3rd of this year. So
stoked about it. Away. We're gonna do a Let's Play for sure.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I love Gauntlet.
Yeah, I loved NES Gauntlet. I never played Gauntlet.
I loved the Xbox one too, man.
I barely played that one.
Sean and I played the shit out of that one. Oh, it looked much better than this one.
You think?
Well, it was like, no, it was different.
Yeah, this is.
It wasn't.
This one's more top
this
down.
This is more like the old one, like the Super Nintendo one, the one that was on the Xbox Marketplace. Remember?
No.
Oh, it was on the Xbox Marketplace for a long time. I played it at. We were at somebody's house, but TJ was there.
Of course.
And I was playing with TJ, Chris McClure, and somebody else. Might have been you, but probably not. Obviously,
it could have been me. I forget things pretty.
And
easily.
I kept running like across the wrong way, and they would get really mad at me. And we'd always leave Chris behind, and he'd end up getting left. Oh, those good times. I love this game. We're going to play the shit out of it.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a Diablo-esque type game. It was kind of...
A little simpler. Yeah.
It looks like there's a little bit more... I don't know how to explain it. It's just kind of... It's a dungeon crawler. It's one of the OG dungeon crawlers, so... For $20, really? I mean, you can't really go wrong with $20. $20 is like the sweet spot, I think, for games. Like, yeah. It's one of those things where you could buy it, you could play it for a week, have a lot of fun, and then you could stop playing it and you don't feel guilty for buying it.
I think 10's that sweet spot, but yeah.
Ten's a sweeter spot, Ryan.
Although I've been playing the crap out of Batman, and I bought it for $8.99.
There you go. Which Batman?
Arkham Origins.
Oh, okay, Origins.
It's fun.
The newest one?
Yeah.
You got it for
It's on the Humble Bundle store right now for
$8.99. Humble Bundle.
I always call it the Humble Bundle.
The Humble
It was. Octodad was for like $6.99 for a while. I almost bought it.
Humble Bubble.
Yeah, you would have bought it, Ryan.
I think I played
Origins,
too much.
Batman Origins, $30 on the Humble Bundle.
Ha ha.
Humble Bubble.
Why are you laughing at us?
I don't know.
I think I have Origins.
The new one looks sweet. I was watching the trailer today.
I have oranges.
Are they delicious?
Watch Dogs, man. Can I talk just a little bit how excited I am for Watch Dogs?
Oh, absolutely. God, fine. Shit.
I'm just so excited for Watch Dogs. I get to go to Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan, you know it's a game, right?
I know, but it's going to be a blast. Who knows, man? It might not be a game.
Oh.
So you've heard their claim, right?
So you're talking like you saying that like Watch Dogs is going to end up being like Surrogates.
Like that really awful movie Gamer? Remember that? Did anybody see that really awful?
Oh my god, it was terrible.
Of course I watched it, Ryan.
It was so horrible. So bad. It's going to be like that.
I'm sorry, no, Ryan, but I'm pretty sure Gamer featured the amazing actor Gerard Butler.
I'm aware of that, as a matter of fact.
How dare you?
Gerard Butler, a great movie he does not make all the time.
Who also starred Michael C. Hall, who played Dexter in the hit show Dexter that only got better with each season.
Did not like Dexter in the least bit.
Dwight, you don't have to read IMDb.
I'm trying. Terry Crews was in it? I'm not just reading IMDb. This is all from memory. Everybody knows who Terry Crews is.
That's why.
Ludacris was even... Ryan, Luda was in it, and you say it's a bad movie.
Luda was in it? Who the hell was Luda in it?
He was Human's brother as Chris Ludacris Bridges.
of course, as right? himself.
Anyways, I'm done. What were you saying?
Oh.
You think it's going to be like Gamer?
No, I'm not really. You said that. They claim...
Are you fucking serious right now?
I mean, you alluded to it, and I just finished it.
Ludacris
did. They say that each citizen has an individual personality.
Yeah, and like a Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, so they're all a bunch of bitches.
That freaks me the shit out, man. Like,
this personality bitch.
But I'm really excited to like hack into other people's games. I got to convince Tyler to buy it because I think he's the only one that will.
Ryan, I'm going to buy it. I just don't know if I'm going to have it day one or not.
I already bought it.
Okay, you can already buy it for me then, too.
If I could,
I'm
I would.
Sorry, Ryan.
I would have actually bought it for Terry.
Wow.
Oh my god, Ryan!
He cried about it first.
Did you?
Yeah. Here's the thing, Dwight. If you're a big mouth bitch about it, someone will buy something for you.
Listen, I could get the big mouth.
Didn't somebody offer to buy something for you on Twitter?
What? Watch Dogs?
Didn't somebody say they were going to get it for you?
Did they?
I don't know. No. If you're listening, you better buy it for Terry, or else I'm coming for you. You know who you are.
I know who you are. I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know who you're talking
Terry,
about.
Shut up. I'm just trying to guilt somebody into buying.
Ryan, I am too old.
Terry, could you sit up, please? You were sinking further and further into that chair. You're going to be out of the podcast soon. Okay, you're going to be in Peru with your new wife that you purchased from Peru, born and raised.
Instead of buying Watch Dogs with that money.
But anyway, I'm excited to buy Watch
Dogs. Okay, Ryan, you didn't really talk about how you're or why you're excited. Why are you excited, Ryan?
I'm excited to do the open world thing. It's supposed to be like the epitome of open world game.
Mm-hmm. Who
like run around, start your own shit. I'm really excited about it. I can't even put my finger on it because it's nothing like I've ever seen before. I think it's going to be a blast. It's going to be like Grand Theft Auto and I'm trying to think of a really smart game. Like, what's that, Deus Ex or whatever?
Deus Ex.
Like, something like that where you got to think, still get a fight, get to steal cars and shit. But with technology.
Oh, man.
I ain't for that way, man.
Do I get a gun, Ryan?
Yes, you get lots of guns, up to 32 different
kinds.
Do
I carry all 30 guns with me?
Probably, in your pocket. Like Grand Theft Auto. You just go, whoop, there's a rocket launcher.
What is it? Okay, all right, Ryan. Okay.
But if you, like, screw up and your mask falls off and the news sees you, you can end up on the news and it can be almost impossible for you to walk around anywhere during the day.
Yeah, but what if I hack the news and I
then you hack the news, obviously,
face
with your face.
You hack into their Facebook account and you switch their relationship thing from
y'all just shut the hell up. Look, so
from married
to New York.
It's complicated.
I went to New York.
Yeah, you did. You went to New York. How was New York?
Freaking blast.
Yeah.
I wish Alex was here because I got to go
ride a Gundam.
No. Ryan. But I went where they were made.
Gundams aren't made in New York.
Gundam store?
No. So you know the plane from Top Gun that Tom Cruise flies in?
Absolutely.
So yes. I went to the factory where those were. Yes. I went to the factory where those were made. Got to go into the tower. Play with all the switches because it's now, you know, not a functioning airport and all that shit's hella out of date. But Sarah's stepdad has access to the tower, so it was pretty dope. Got to go drive on a runway. And then we went to a little museum you guys might know about called the Intrepid Sea Space and something
Try
museum.
Again?
No? You guys don't?
Nope.
I can't remember. Trying to look for something that says it. Anyway, it's a huge aircraft carrier that's just in port.
Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum?
Yes. And I got to go see a space shuttle.
I've seen space shuttles before.
That was so cool, man. And I got... it was just a blast. And then we went on a Mother's Day cruise, and I got to see good old Lady Liberty for the first time.
Yeah? Did you flip her off?
No. Why would I
it's
do that?
It's a sign of respect, Ryan.
No. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, it's not a little bit. It's a lot of bit.
What I did is I cried a little bit. Because they were playing like God Bless America. And I was just like, this is really America right now.
I'm feeling really American, you know what I mean? Right now.
Shit's getting super America up in here. And I don't know if I can handle it.
Better.
New York's just a cool place, man. You gotta go to the beach. Sarah's mom and stepdad live like, I don't know, feet from the beach.
Feet?
Like right by a cliff that leads to the beach, and then you have to take some stairs down. It's pretty awesome.
Damn. How many stairs, Ryan?
A lot. A couple switchbacks.
Damn. That means you had to go back up and then back down?
Well, Well, we went to another beach, too, and I actually slammed in the real Atlantic.
Oh.
Because yeah. They live on the Sound.
Not that fake one.
Well, it's like the bay, you know, it'd be like swimming in the bay and saying, oh, I swam in the Pacific.
Little. Oh, you did.
Kind of. Yeah.
Same water.
Kind of. It's all the same water.
Same water I peed in.
I peed in the Pacific.
Now it's everywhere.
It's all over everything.
Now everybody's gonna
70% of the earth is my pee now.
That's gonna go to all the oceans, Terry.
You can't stop
it's
it now.
It's gonna go melt the polar ice caps. Because pee's so
I
warm.
I rule the sea.
You're basically Aquaman now. Well, Ryan, that's very cool, and
so,
I'm happy for you.
I'm going to tell you about a bullshit experience.
Oh, okay, sure. And then I'm done talking. Cut me off.
Yeah, just go ahead and do
well,
that.
It involves New York, so I don't want you to say good blah, blah, blah.
Goodbye!
So,
blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
We were supposed to leave LaGuardia Airport.
I thought you were in America.
Shut the hell up.
Go on, try it.
Thanks, Terry.
At 4:15, and we had a connecting flight in Chicago at 7:15, and you lose an hour, so that's plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
So we left LaGuardia at 7:15 with a 2.5 hour flight to New York with or Chicago with a plane that left at 7:15. We're fucked.
I feel like I need to be paying attention.
Yeah,
to
those numbers, man.
I'm gonna lose the story.
All right, yeah. Now sit up, Terry. Come on, sit up. So our plane was supposed to leave at 4:15.
Okay, 4:15.
New York time, Eastern Standard Time, PM.
Okay.
So there's some weather, apparently. Tornadoes
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, weather's everywhere.
Snow in Denver in May. Random stuff, okay? So our plane gets there at 5:30.
Okay, so you're already an hour and 15 out. Like, late.
Right. We don't start boarding till 6.
Okay.
Because there's, like, 10, 15 people getting off this plane that need wheelchair assistance. I'm like, where did these people come from? And I don't want to get
convention,
on this.
Ryan?
Like, yeah, right? Like, I was like, this is the... And LaGuardia is a real, like, shitty airport, to be honest. Like, it looks like an office building. Just then they're like, let's throw some chairs in here for people to wait.
That's because it's not on American soil.
They got people on radios like, we need 4 more wheelchairs down here. So 16 wheelchairs show up.
Oh, my God.
And they're all yelling at each other.
Who's getting, and they like, got 16.
Yeah, exactly. Because four different like groups showed up with these wheelchairs. And they're like arguing with each other about like, no, they needed all these wheelchairs. And they're like, no, I think they only needed 4. You know, they're just yelling at each other, blah, blah, blah. So finally we get on the plane. And that ties into a story later. And that's why I had to do that. So we get on the plane at 6:15-ish.
So you're 2 hours late right now on the plane.
Yeah, 2 hours late, and our flight leaves at 7:15 Central Time, so it's an hour behind. Okay, so we're at 6:15. We finally close the plane, probably 6:30. We start backing out, and all of a sudden we stop, and we pull back into the
gate. They forget to get gas?
Did you run over somebody?
And I look down out my window, because I have a window seat, and I see those guys with the batons, you know? Yeah. And they're like, got their arms up. They're like, what the fuck? You know, like yelling at the other plane. The plane next to us backed out when it wasn't supposed to and cut us off.
Dang.
like straight up like parking lot drama and shit. Like
that was my spot.
My spot.
The captain gets on the radio, goes, "So Frontier Airlines decided to back out before us, and now we have to wait for them to clear the alleyway before we can leave. So sorry, ladies and gentlemen." And we don't. So we pull out finally.
You gotta pull out.
And we so we get onto the runway, and I can see out the window just a line of planes waiting to take off.
Like a conga
captain
line?
Captain gets on. Yeah, captain gets on and goes, "So we're going to wait in a line for a little bit. I can't really see all of them, but I think there's about 14 planes in front of us."
Oh, okay.
So everything is going very well right now.
Yeah. So we finally take off at 7:15. Remember, our connecting flight is at?
7:30?
7:15.
7:15. I knew that one.
Central time.
I was checking Terry.
So, needless to say, Sarah's freaking out. I'm freaking out.
So you got like what that central time? So you need an hour for your connecting.
We need yeah, technically
so or so.
It's two. It was 2 hours and 20 minutes. He actually got this there in 2 hours flat. He booked it, but it would, you know, we would have missed it because that's an hour because you lose yeah. an hour or whatever backwards, you know. So it was the same time. If it was an hour away, it would have been the same time. So we're on the plane, and one of the guys next to us had paid for Wi-Fi, and was checking on his flight. Found out ours was delayed till 8:15. Plenty of time to make, or not 8:45. Okay. Sorry, plenty of time. We would have had time to get lunch or dinner, okay. whatever. We land, we look at the gate, go walk. You know, we look at the thing. Delayed again, 9:15. Cool, awesome, plenty of time. Let's go get something to eat. Walk up to the gate first. It's a zoo. There's people sitting on the floors. We're trying to find a plug to charge our phones because they're both dead.
Filthy animals.
So we get a little bit of food, get a couple drinks, whatever. I go look at the gate again. 10:35.
Oh, wait, you looked at the gate? Your flight is delayed at 10:35?
No, it was at like 9 something, or not barely, like it was like, no, before 9, because I was checking to make sure it was still 9:15. Okay. Laid back to 10:35. So I go up to the lady at the window, I'm like, what the hell's going on here? She's like, well, when the weather was really bad, they diverted it to Detroit, which, keep in mind, it's literally across the lake, like you can see it, you know, if you have a telescope and blah, 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 but it's literally
really
across the
eyes,
lake.
It's
like Oakland and San Francisco, but a lot farther apart. So it's delayed there, and they won't release it or whatever. So about 10:15, I walk over to the gate again, checking. Just I was checking every 10 minutes or so, and I walk up just in time to hear flight 7:40 to SFO has been canceled. I just in the middle of the airport go, fuck!
Ryan, you're not supposed to say that.
And I run over to Sarah, and I'm like,
that's like sand bomb.
I look across the way, and there's a flight leaving, like starting to board for Oakland. At that moment, and I run over to the lady, and I was like, can I get on standby for this flight for two people? She throws us on standby. She's like, I'm going to be honest with you, this flight's overbooked.
Damn, what a bitch.
I'm going to be honest with you, lady. I'm about to.
So she rebooks me for the morning. A 5:55
put you in
flight.
My shit book. My book full of shitty people.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I have to go back
just
a little bit.
Just made my shit list, lady.
So while I was sitting on the floor charging my cell phone, these guys walk by with wheelchairs. They
walk
stop,
by with wheelchairs?
Out, like they're roll, you know, they're okay. The people that work
just
at the
just making sure.
Like the other ones that showed up at 16. It's two guys with wheelchairs. They both pull out iPads, look at the schedule, and say, "Oh, I have to go to this gate, and I have to go to this gate." And they both walk off to their gates, and there is no drama whatsoever. That is the difference between LaGuardia and Chicago Midway Airport.
All right, well, I'll see you later. All right.
Let me just check my airport iPad.
SFO is actually pretty
my AirPad.
So anyway.
Some joke. That's the next iPad.
Right. The lady rebooks us for a 5:55 flight that flies into L.A. We get home at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Luckily, I had taken Tuesday off anyway.
Smart.
But I was not excited about that. This was a Monday, yes. So everybody's done boarding, and I walk up to the guy at the gate, and I'm like, "Yo, man, any seats?" And he goes, "There's 15. and I should have bricked.
Damn. Wait, this was the overbooked one?
Yeah. There's 10 people on standby. We make it on. Sarah and I don't get to sit next to each other, but she sits in front of me and I sit behind her, both middle seats, which blows balls.
Right.
So it wasn't a bad flight. The lady next to me was watching, what's that movie called about Mary Pippin's?
Golden Girls.
That's Mary Pippin's extraordinaire.
Saving Mr. Banks. So she was watching Saving Mr. Banks. And I was just kind of watching it with no sound because my headphones had died at this point. I was just charging them. And trying to fall asleep because I hadn't slept in a while. And I was watching it just kind of wondering. And so I came home and actually watched it the next day because I wanted to see how close I was. And I was pretty damn close to nailing down that storyline. So anyway, my row is cool. And the guy next to me eventually, because he had all sorts of shit. He had like all sorts of Apple shit. He had like an iPhone, an iPad, an AirBook. And I'm just like, why do you need all of these appliances?
Did he have an AirPad? To do this?
I think so. And specifically an airplane
That's
AirPad.
That's crazy. Sounds really cool. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, right? Designed for airplanes on airplanes. They're only made while on airplanes. You have to be flying
What's
to
that
make
magazine
them.
That's in airplanes? It's SkyMall. Solely sold in SkyMall.
So, this guy finally pulls out his MacBook or whatever the fuck they're called and loads up Steam. I'm like, all right. What's this fool going to play on Steam on an Apple? Let's see what happens here.
Yo, I bet he was playing so Modern Warfare 2. That just came out.
He clicks on Civilization. I'm like, all right, well, this could be a nice 3-hour flight. Okay. And then he pulls out FTL. And I'm
he
like,
loaded up Civ and then FTL?
No, he can't. He like clicked on it. He didn't open it. He just clicked, you know, and was like thinking about hitting play. And then he went down to FTL and opened it. And as soon as he started playing, I was like, hey, have you ever beaten this game? And he just kind of like stops and looks at me and goes, no, never. Not even once. He's like, I've only gotten to the last guy a couple times. And I was like, well, I just lost some respect. But I didn't say that. I get to the end every time. I mean, that's not a problem. I get to the end and then, you know, I get ripped a new asshole in 30 seconds. I'm like, all right, my ship's ready. I got super shields. I got all sorts of weapons. I'm ready to go.
Was that your plane exploding?
Yeah, I even had cloak and
talking about FTL. Okay, right.
I don't give a shit
about your FTL, all right?
I thought you died.
Oh, sorry.
I was scared.
I'm sorry. You're right. So he played FTL for a while. He unlocked a new ship. That was upsetting because I wanted it. It looked really dope, and he didn't even play with it. Anyway, so the flight was miserable because for some reason my video app stopped working on my phone. Anybody that has a Windows phone has used the upgrade. Like the developer's update for 8.1 is having the issue, and that sucks. Okay. But so I couldn't watch Batman. So I was just trying to listen to music and fall asleep. So we land in Oakland. Now, keep in mind, I can literally remember throw a rock and hit the airport. Like I have to go through the airport to get to the local Costco.
Okay.
SFO. Right. San Francisco. So I fly into Oakland at 1:30 in the morning.
All right.
Not going to call somebody to come pick us up. Had to take a nice, healthy, and by healthy I mean destructive to our bank account, cab ride all the way across the bay. The guy was really nice, went about 80 the whole time. But it was charged 28 cents for every tenth of a mile. So $2.80 a mile.
$2.80 a mile?
A mile.
And how many miles is this, Ryan?
I have no idea, but it cost us $100+.
Oh,
plus tip.
Oh, Ryan. Ryan, my ass.
I know. Came home, passed out. Well, we both took showers because we had been in the airport all day. And then we passed.
Of course. And then you burned your clothes, I'm sure.
Thought about it.
It's protocol.
I want to stop talking, although I have another story, so somebody else
talk
for a while.
Okay, I got a little bit of a story. Unless, Terry, you want to kick it over?
Nah, I got nothing.
Okay.
This is all your show today.
Yeah, you are checked out. What is wrong with you right now?
I'm tired. I had finals today.
Well, Terry, be happy that that's the final.
Oh, it's like it's the first one.
That's the first and final, Ryan. Do you get it?
Is it Martin final?
Okay, whatever. All right, I get
Ryan,
it.
Get it or not.
Tough crowd here, all right?
I said, is it like Smart
and I said,
final?
Yes.
All right, then I get it.
Did I get the joke?
Shit. Sorry, I didn't laugh. It wasn't funny. You suck at jokes.
I'm working on it. I'm working on my dad jokes.
It's not helping.
Well, you need to have a kid.
Well, I want to be prepared. It's like I want to have good material before they come around. You know what I mean?
Well, we love you anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hope.
Fuck kids.
You said hug kids?
Yes.
Terry, can you please face us and show us a little bit of dignity and respect that we deserve?
Oh, it says the guy whose camera isn't even fucking off.
Dwight made me turn it off.
I didn't make you. I just said your mic sound.
Oh, okay.
I said his mic sound better with it off because his internet's just kind of giving us poop right now.
Then he called me an asshole.
Of course I did, asshole.
See? Terry, don't let him talk to me that way. Slap him. Go over there and slap him.
Dwight, you stop talking to your brother that way.
Thanks, Mom.
Shut up. This is my...
Shut up, asshole.
This is why everyone thinks you're an asshole. Little mama's boy, bitch.
I like Floor Terry. It's a no-nonsense type of guy. Or mother. I don't know where you are right now.
Everything.
All right, so my story.
Danny, I'm your grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa.
So,
born.
Lee has been working with NVIDIA on this like computer build or whatever that they're doing.
The desk?
Yes. Well, it's NVIDIA's desk, but he's working on a different desk. The desk is all over the place right now because it was just released. But they're working on their own like little build or whatever, and they're bringing in all these experts in the modding scene or whatever. So Lee's been helping, and he invited me along yesterday. But we had to be at NVIDIA. He wanted to be there at 9, so we left around 8.
Where's NVIDIA?
Santa Clara.
So you didn't come see me. I see. Cool.
I'll get to it shit. Why I didn't see you. I actually really did think about texting
I know you got stories.
At least I was in your thought. You were a lot. I'll explain. So, I get up at...
Ryan, I think about you most nights.
That's hot.
I just want you okay. to know.
So,
you may continue your story.
Terry. I know how important you and Ryan's relationship is.
Oh my god, just finish the story.
Right? You wondered.
So I get up at 6, get ready, whatever. Lee comes, picks me up around 8 or so. And we head out to...
The hell were you doing up at 6?
I had to bring all my photography stuff because I was taking pictures for NVIDIA.
All right, you couldn't have packed that up the night
I did,
before,
but I forgot to charge a bunch of stuff too, and I was trying to find my other 32 gig card. It doesn't matter. All right, I got up at 6. I got fucking shit done. Whatever. 8 a.m. rolls around. He picks me up when we start our way to Santa Clara. Of course, there's shit tons of traffic because it's the Bay and it's the worst thing ever.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
I take the train.
I'll take the trolley.
And we have to stop at ASUS, actually, first, to pick up some parts and stuff that they're sponsoring NVIDIA's build with. So,
a lot of bullshit. They're all the same company. I don't believe it anymore. Coming lied to by the computer industry.
That's a story we should talk about at some point. Conspiracy theories with Ryan.
Well, shit, you buy an Apple, you get an Intel. You buy anyway, forget it. You always get fucking Intel.
You buy an Apple, you get an Intel.
Y'all know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Do you?
So we stop at ASUS. Nice place, real big.
ASUS has a nice place.
It's very big. Clean. Has a receptionist. Talked to her for a loop. She did not like care at all about us. She was
she was not in love with us.
She was kind of cold. Not
gonna
friendly.
Lie. Not my favorite person in the world.
So I don't know. 5 out of 10 on the receptionist ASUS gig.
She's paid to be cold, so people don't know her.
That's smart then. Okay, well, good job.
You put a stone cold bitch at the front desk.
And people just turn away.
It keeps the homeless people out.
You put a pretty blonde up there, and then you got all these homeless people trying to, cop a feel. That's what they do. Trust me, I know from experience.
From being a receptionist.
from being a blonde receptionist.
No, from my experience with the homeless. You guys know that. You know damn well what I meant.
No.
Yep. You're like candy to the homeless.
I know it.
So sticky and sweet.
I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Can we change the subject? You know,
we pick up a couple of motherboards from ASUS.
Is that slang for picking up chicks?
I know, right? You know what the kids are calling these days?
I literally can't go one sentence in this story without you guys interrupting me.
You bad, bro?
No, I'm just saying, it's like this story's going to be the rest of the podcast at this rate.
Go on. I'm gonna check out.
So
a
we
bit.
Pick up those motherboards and we head over to NVIDIA, and we're at NVIDIA at around 10 a.m. or something like that. And NVIDIA's place is huge, it's like just incredibly huge. There's a bunch of different departments and stuff like that, a whole bunch of different buildings, and you have to check into all these places. Like they got like a little sign up thing. ASUS's was just like this pad that you just write your shit in with like a pen. Some archaic design.
Got it with zero paper.
There was paper. It's the worst. So, anyways, we go over to NVIDIA where they have computers that you do it on.
Computers.
Right, we type it all in, and I do that, and I for representing it, it's like I put PC Junkie Mods, which is Lee's business. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally representing your company today. And it said purpose of visit there, and I was like, can I write bathroom? Like to the receptionist, it's like the older lady. She's like in her 50s or something. She was really nice.
No, she went. So wait, what? I'm confused. Because oh shit, dropped all my cheese. Because I asked if she was.
Oh,
a fan.
She was a fan. Oh, no.
So she didn't like you.
Well, she laughed at my joke. You know, she's like, no, you shouldn't write that. And I'm like, but I want to use you. I need to use the bathroom.
At some point, I'm going to use the bathroom. So.
And she's, so I just put, like, I don't know, doing a computer or something. And
Doing your computer.
And so she prints out my badge or whatever. And it's like a NVIDIA emblem. And it says, like, visitor. It says my name and the date. And it says escort required. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
It's like, no, I know my way around. I'm perfectly fine. And then I look over at Lee, and he's doing, like, a business one. And it's like, there's a webcam up on top of these computers, and it's taking a picture of him and everything like that. And I look at the receptionist, and I'm like, why don't I get it? Why I get my picture taken? Where's my picture? Can I do it again and get my picture taken? And she's like, no, you can't. It's like, it's fine. I'll just take a selfie right here with you. So I pull out my phone and I turn backwards and I was going to take a picture with her. But I decided not to because I didn't.
But you can't do that. They don't allow you to take pictures.
That's why you
couldn't
come see because the police showed up.
It's got a phone.
Well, part of me wanted to do it just to take it in front of the giant NVIDIA emblem that they had like painted on the wall. But no, it's whatever. So anyways, we sit down and then the dude that we're talking to, the representative that we're working with, comes out. Dude's named Romeo, pretty cool guy, and yeah, that's Rufio.
Yeah, I think you lost your eye.
We go over to the separate building or whatever with the mod, and every single door in NVIDIA, dude, needs to be checked with a badge. Like your badge, you have to scan it at each door.
Sarah's work is like that.
Every single door?
Well, besides like the offices right there, but yeah, to get anywhere in the building, you need a badge.
Yeah, probably to get out of
to like the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
It's G14 classified.
It's G-Force classified, Terry.
I forgot about the fucking G-Force.
So, every single door, and then the building that we were across from was across from their lab that they do all the demo units and stuff for all their events. And there's two different doors there. There's one door that separates from where we are to the outside. Mm-hmm. And Romeo didn't have access to that door.
He's like, no, I don't go over there.
So every time we went outside for like a break just to get some fresh air or whatever, we had to get someone else to get us through that door, which is really weird.
It was kind of weird.
But anyways, the thing, I can't say exactly what we're working on, but we are working on a cross desk, and we're putting a bunch of crap in it. And I had to put water blocks on 8 GTX Titan Blacks, which is $8,000 worth of video cards alone. and that was pretty cool. I accidentally sparked one when I was testing the equipment. I had to post all of them to make sure they all worked. And one time, the card leaned back against the heatsink and metal touched metal, and it sparked and made a pop sound and smoke came out. And everybody looked over at me in the room, and I was just like, no, it's fine. It works fine. And I turned it off, put paper between the both of them, turned it back on, it posted, and it still worked. So thank God for that. But
I would have been so embarrassed.
Yeah, I was, Terry. I actually had to excuse myself to the bathroom.
you put that. That was the reason for crying. Yeah.
But
squeeze in a little cry.
Just bust it out real quick. Okay. Stay strong, Dwight.
Okay, I'm fine.
Strong.
Don't do this here. Not
but
now.
Anyways.
Not like this.
The thing that they wanted me for was to take pictures of everything, because they want to document all of it, and their photographer dude didn't have time for them.
Oh, la-di-da.
Right?
So I guess he's not their photographer dude.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're the new photographer.
They have one
now.
Photographer guy that works for all of NVIDIA. And he's on the payroll or whatever.
And he has one job, and he was too busy to do it.
So they pull in me, and I'm helping taking pictures of stuff. Just the worst pictures, ever, obviously. Just my thumbs are in it. You know, it's out of focus. I'm doing a great job. So,
as usual.
Like lunch rolls around, and I'm like, okay, well, what are we getting for lunch? Whatever, assuming that I gotta pay. And they're like, no, and it's on NVIDIA. NVIDIA's taking you out to lunch. So I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, well, where are we gonna go? And then they like start naming off all these places, and I'm like, whatever. A hamburger's great. You can't really go wrong with that. So we go to Five Guys, which I've never been to before. It's okay. Yeah. Is my first Five Guys burgers. All right. It's cool. You know, chit-chatted with a bunch of people at NVIDIA. And met the head dude of the demo lab that was right across from us. His name was,
Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
What?
No. Man, I'm blanking on his name right now. Cool guy, though. I know, right?
Wow. You're really good at networking. Yeah, I know.
Sean, that's his name. Sean. And Sean's a cool dude. And then we came back and we worked a bunch more on crap or whatever. I can't go into too many details. But anyways, it takes us fucking all day, right? We were supposed to be out of there.
Do you eat lunch?
No, we go lunch? After lunch. Yeah, we come back and we work some more. And Lee initially told me, he's like, yeah, it'll probably be like a 9 to 3 day. And I'm like, okay, because we would either get out before traffic. If we don't get out before 3, then we'll go after 6 to avoid traffic.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It's the Bay Area. It's the fucking worst thing in the world. So 3 rolls around. We can't get out of there in time. We still have a shit ton of stuff to do. So we end up staying. And then 7 or 8 p.m. rolls around. And they're like, okay, let's go out to get some dinner. I'm like, okay, NVIDIA's treating us to dinner. That's cool. So we go to this place called Happy Sushi. And
yep, I've actually eaten one of those. There was one here. It just went out of business. That's not a good sign.
I'm sure it was great.
So
I'm sure they went out of business for other reasons.
So we go to this Happy Sushi place, and it's this tiny little restaurant with the wood walls and the paper crap and whatever. And so Terry and Ryan, this question also applies to you. Usually when you go and get sushi, you get a roll or something, right? Usually that's a good amount of food to, you know, tie you over.
Well, I usually get two. One roll is not
enough.
Not to be the naysayer, but no, one roll is not enough food.
I'm with
you
Ryan.
You guys are going to the wrong sushi places then.
No, I go to all the sushi places, and I always get two.
So anyways, Leon and I usually get 3 and we share one. So I guess that's sort of 2 rolls each. Not really.
Fair enough.
But anyways, I was just going to get one roll.
and a third.
And I was just like, you know, whatever, I'm good. One roll, it's fine. And I just...
You're getting taken out to dinner, you're getting wine and dined by NVIDIA, and you can get one
roll.
Well,
first off, I'm not going to be a dick and be like, okay, I need six rolls immediately.
Why not?
Well, I don't know about six, but two is not unreasonable when you're being treated by a multi-million-dollar company.
Treat yourself.
So anyways, there.
Hurry up. God, I feel like we've been listening to this story for a long time.
I would love to finish it, Ryan. At this point, I would love to finish it so you could get to your story.
I don't even remember what my story is.
You don't? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Go on.
Stop playing Batman. Remember your stories.
I play a Batman. You have no proof.
I can hear your joysticks.
I'm not playing any joysticks. You hear any joysticks right now?
So I was going to just get the one roll. Lee's like, no, get two rolls, it's fine. I'm like, fine, whatever, get two rolls.
Well, Lee got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah,
like some people.
Lee's been out at dinner with NVIDIA multiple times, so he knows the deal. Anyways, everybody gets at least two rolls. And then, as a group, Patty, the other girl that was with us, she's like, okay... we want to get six orders of this, three orders of that, and like two more orders of this.
I don't know what this or that.
I don't remember
that
the names.
But that sounds amazing.
But the six orders, six extra orders of what's the raw fish called? That's just like the raw fish.
Sashimi
or whatever. It's like a bunch of different kinds of that because it was like two of each or whatever. And then some, like, extra vegetarian rolls and a bunch of stuff. Basically, we ordered, like, half the menu times two. And as we're doing this, like, they it's like, okay, the way this works, Dwight, is that everybody shares everything, and then that's just how it is. I'm like, okay, that's fine with me. So...
And then they ate all your food and leave your shit. You
actually, I ordered the two best rolls because everybody was trying to get at it. But I told them, like, listen, no one wanted to eat the end pieces. And I'm like, fuck you, those are mine. And those are, like, the biggest pieces,
Yeah, those are the best pieces. Yeah.
So no one wanted to do it. Whatever, I took them.
They're lost.
Yeah, I got the caterpillar and the dragon roll. Fucking, both of just...
I love just dragon so rolls, man.
So fucking good. And, it was like 40 minutes of basically this Japanese lady just bringing out, here's another plate, here's another plate, here's another plate, here's another plate.
I want sushi right meow. I'm going right now.
It was literally the most sushi I've ever seen in my life, and probably the most I've ever eaten in my entire life or ever will.
What time is it?
It's midnight. Yeah.
Damn it.
Damn!
Welcome to the Bay Area, fool. You can get shit anytime.
Except for midnight.
Except after
I
midnight.
Bet I can go find a sushi place right now.
Anyways, it was awesome. I got to try like a whole bunch of new type of sushi and stuff like that. A whole bunch of stuff I didn't even know existed. The raw fish was crazy. Like I didn't think that it would just be as good as it was, but it was. But I think it was at least like $150 worth of sushi.
It's not too
bad. For five people? Yeah, five people. It was great. It was really cool. And then we went back and had so much shit to do that we didn't actually leave NVIDIA until 1 in the morning. And it took us an hour and a half to get home. So I didn't get home until 2:30 in the morning. And I was at NVIDIA the whole day. And they paid me for my time with a GTX 580. Yeah, it's two gens old, but you know it's still like a $200 card or whatever, which is cool. And they want me to come back. It was Friday, but Lee texted me and says it's like it got moved to Tuesday, where they're gonna give me an i7, 4770K.
Ooh, nice.
Why don't they give you a job?
I want one. I told them that like if they had any positions open in their photography area, you know.
And just say any department.
Well,
I'll get you
guys. Well, see, that's the thing. I was like,
I'll be a janitor.
So that's what I told him. It's like,
well, come wipe your ass every time you take a shit.
Either that.
Fuck.
Or their creative department, which would involve their media.
Or your creative. Let me know if you have an opening in your photo department, or as a creative director. Either one will do.
Or CEO, you know, CFO, with any of those positions.
Listen, if the CEO leaves, just let me know.
I have experience with your products.
That's what you should do next time, Dwight. That needs to be your play.
Well, what I was trying to do, because they gave Lee
Because they didn't go for that.
They gave Lee a GTX Titan Black, which is a $1,000 video card, because he was doing a lot of the work. And he's the expert or whatever.
He's basically doing all of it.
So they gave him a Titan, and then like the box I was working with was boxes of I think it was 14 GTX Titan Blacks in a box, and they were like in-store models or whatever, so they didn't have like packaging or labels or really anything on them. And there was four extra from that we weren't going to be using, so every opportunity that I had, I tried to get a Titan Black out of Romeo. He just wasn't having it. Like, I tried to work it in a joke or some sly or coy way. Like 20 different times throughout the day. I was just like, I mean, sure, I'll come back on Tuesday, but I mean, I'm not going to come back for another 580, you know? Like,
let's
read
a
sweet
right. It's like, and then there was one time I was like, hey, I just came up on a 580 if you want to trade for one of those Titans. We're not, there's four extra in there. I just
happened to be.
It's funny, when I was finished doing all the water blocks is when I looked down and I was like, oh wow, there's three extra Titan Blacks over here that we're not using. He didn't like that one. And then they made some jokes of, well, not jokes. I was actually being interviewed for one little part of like the thing that they're doing, but then they got to my name and they're like, oh, so what's your name that you use online or whatever? And I'm like, it's Potato Orgy. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, it's cost me a bunch of sponsorships. I know companies don't want to have the name Potato Orgy on their site. And I'm like, you could just write Potato or just use my actual name or anything like that. But the thing is, it gets to the point where they're trying to promote me, and everything of mine has the word Potato Orgy in it. So
you fucked up.
You need to rebrand.
Yeah, it's something I've actually been thinking about for like 8 or 10 months.
Can we talk about this after? I know about a little something
about
that.
Rebranding. Okay, mm-hmm. We gonna like brand my ass type of thing? Like we need a brand? I'm sorry.
No, that will never be rebranded. That shit is mine.
What?
What
if you change your name?
I'm not fucking. My name is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with my name at all.
There's really nothing wrong with this at all.
Like, nothing at all. I'm a gamer who likes first person shooters. My game is perfect. Like, my name is absolutely perfect.
This shit's rock
tight. Family friendly.
I just want my original back on Xbox. That's all I ask. But
yeah. I even told him the story about how I changed my name on Xbox Live to Potato Rapist.
That worked out well.
Romeo laughed. He was a really cool guy.
No, I meant when you did that.
No, it lasted a day.
Like a day. Yeah, I remember. That's what I...
Nah, that joke killed.
Really landed on with Microsoft. They were just like, oh, that's great. We got to get rid of it so I can have that name. That's what happened.
That's probably what happened.
So, yeah, I mean, it was a cool day, but, you know, it was 20-some-odd hours. And then I
got two meals out of a video card, bro. You got paid.
Sounds like a fun day.
Yeah, it was a fun day, for sure. Dude, every company is in Santa Clara. Every company. Right across the street from Western Digital is Seagate. You know, ASUS is right around the corner from...
That's the problem, too, because there's all these street fights every time they go outside.
knife fights. Well,
fuck you, Seagate.
They just making back alley deals with each other and making the same shit and selling it to us.
Hail corporate.
In America.
Okay. But yeah, no, it was a really cool day. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Hopefully,
man.
You know, I'll go back on Tuesday and hang out with them for a little bit more. Lee was trying to get me a job there, and I was like, okay, keep calling Lee, just keep saying stuff. So, who knows? You know.
I know.
Okay, cool. Yes.
Yeah, who knows? Keep trying, Dwight. Yeah. I support it. You can come up closer to me,
cool, right?
Hell.
So Ryan, on the way there, I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh, I should text Ryan and tell him that I'm in Santa Clara.
What day was this? Oh,
right. But you know, I
wouldn't have had any way.
I know.
To
well, that's
anyway.
The thing is, like, I was thinking, like, there's no way that I'm gonna be able to like get away from this to hang out with him or invite him there because I can't just invite you to NVIDIA, you know.
Hey, I'm gonna invite my friend over here.
Hey, my friend's coming over.
Can you guys buzz him in?
He's just gonna raid the fridge and use the bathroom. No big deal.
Right. So,
well, I couldn't leave work anyway. We're hella short-staffed right now.
But I did think about it, Ryan.
It's all good. I was in Modesto and didn't tell anybody, like, including my entire family.
You hardly tell your family anyways, dude, when you're in town.
When were you in Modesto?
Thursday?
I could have stopped by.
I was there till 1:30, and I immediately got in my car and went home.
Wow, Ryan.
Dude, wow. Any chance I have to get home a little early, I take.
So, Ryan, do you remember the story that you were going to tell?
Eh, I don't want to tell it anymore.
I'm glad I hyped that up.
Oh, the G-Force. So,
yes, the G-Force.
So, on the... What was it? Sea, Air, and Space Museum. Yes. There are simulators.
Oh, I love simulators.
There is one simulator that is...
Bad.
Like being in a plane and somebody's flying you around. And there's another simulator that's kind of like soaring over California or whatever it's called in Disneyland, where you're kind of sitting in a theater and you're wearing 3D glasses and shit. Then there is the G-Force simulator. And you are piloting your own craft, your own airplane. You and a person, my father-in-law in this particular story. And it's straight up like a flight simulator, bro. And he was flying, and I flew first, and then he took over, because we got 3 minutes in the thing. And he was like, let's do a loop-de-loop. So we loop completely upside down, come back around, and he does it again, and we crash into the ground while we're upside down. And the whole entire machine shakes, and as our new plane spawns, it doesn't gently, like, rotate us back. It spins us really, like really fast into the upright position, and then he's like, "Awesome!" and he throws us back into another we're upside down. Like,
go again.
Yeah, like, and he does another one. He nails it. Oh, it was a blast, man! My face was just like, brruh, brruh, brruh. It was. Oh, it was so cool. It was so freaking cool.
Throwed up everywhere.
Oh, because I can, you know, and there was guns and there were like bogeys and shit. There was a little training area outside. You had to learn how to fly. You can put out your landing gear, but I don't really think you can land.
Well, you guys kept crashing.
Land.
Yeah, well, we were upside down, so I knew we couldn't land that way, but...
All right.
It was a blast. It was a real blast.
That's neat. So was it like a... just like a little, like, room that you were in?
It was a little cockpit that was, like, on a one pivot. And it had two joysticks for each person, so four total. The throttle, which... So his joysticks weren't working, so we just grabbed my control joystick, and I just kept the throttle full speed, which is probably why we didn't make the loop. But we also stalled it a couple times on purpose, too. Yeah, and it was just a little box, and it had a huge screen that was running Windows, because when it ended, it like defaulted back to a Windows screen and then like went to the game again. Like, it was kind of scary. I thought we broke it.
Oh, God.
Windows!
Well, because we were upside down, and then it, like, slammed us up again, like, when we crashed. And then it showed, like, a blue screen, and I was like, oh! But, yeah, it was really... And then, oh, and people could watch you from outside. There was camera. So Sarah and her mom are watching us. It was a blast. It was a real blast. Yeah, I got some sweet pictures. I got to show Alex. He'll be jelly.
That dude's always jelly.
Oh. All sorts of flight, like airplanes and shit.
Well, that's cool, Ryan. Sounds cool. It was sounds cool. Fun.
Twas fun. It was cool.
I mean, not fun for me because I would probably get really sick, but, you know, fun for you. I would have fun watching you have fun, Ryan.
I'm sure you would, actually.
We would have fun watching you throw up.
I don't want it. That's not me having fun, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good time.
Nobody said anything about you having fun.
This is about you. It's about me having fun.
Quit being so selfish.
Go throw up for us.
Well, yeah, so...
Neat.
Anything else we can talk about, or are we just
I was telling Terry before the podcast that Nintendo's doing a Super Smash Bros. Tournament at E3.
The new Super Smash Bros.? That's dope. I don't know if I'll be able to take any E3 off, which I'm really sad about. I really want to do Microsoft Day at least, but we'll see if it works out. I might have to get the black one.
I can always live text message you it.
Then I have
to always call in a bomb threat at your workplace, Ryan.
I'm not going to do that.
A bank.
Yeah.
No thanks.
You need bombs to blow up the safe to get to the money anyway.
How little money is in the bank. Like, it's so not worth the jail time you'll do.
Don't do jail time then.
Yeah.
There was a manager and an assistant manager that robbed their own branch on their day off. Yeah,
I bet they got away with it too.
They did not. For a while they did. They came like to work after it happened. Like, oh my
it's
god,
like, oh,
I heard
man,
you,
what happened?
Yeah,
oh,
I heard wow. you guys. I heard you guys got robbed. No way.
It'd like, be exactly. funny if like the bank didn't like know. Like he did it all stealthy, right? And then the next day he comes into work and he thinks everybody knows that they got robbed. So he's like, oh no, did you guys? Oh, I just heard.
Oh god, darn it!
And there is like, what are you talking about? It's like you guys got robbed.
It was in all the papers.
It was on all these phony papers I made.
You know, the paper boy, Jimmy Bob
paper.
His mom calls him James, but he hates it, you know? We all know what that's like. We all know what that's like. Sorry, I just got really uncomfortable in here. I don't know how.
I'm just going to go back to my desk.
Anyways,
don't do that. Don't make those sounds.
So any penis, what's up?
YouTube's also, there's a rumor that YouTube's going to buy Twitch for $1 billion.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
I'm not that excited about that.
I'm not too excited about it.
That's what I said.
I would like them to just...
Yeah, what I said.
Mind their own fucking business. Know,
don't touch it. Because then we're going to have Google Plus pages for Twitch.
Yeah. Aren't you excited?
No. Not at all.
Whatever, Dwight. You already have a Google Plus page. It's not a problem.
That's not even linked to my YouTube. So, like, when it logs into my Google Plus, I don't have any of my YouTube stuff.
Yep, same. I used a different email.
What's the point?
And I cannot figure out how to change it, and I'm really upset about it. Not that I ever use it, but I would just like the convenience. You know what I mean? Not having to sign in and out of two.
Well, you
can
just switch now. Up in the
yeah,
top
but
right.
it's still.
But yeah, you shouldn't. You made me link it to the account, my YouTube account. Yeah. Why aren't they linked?
And why can't I? Yeah. Why can't I link more than one?
Bleh. So I part of me wants Google to help fund them because Google is great and they do a great job.
Google
but
got money.
Then they're gonna put Google on it, and I don't want that. Like.
Google's great and all, but then they're going to start using Google shit on it.
Google's company is great. Their social shit is not. They don't got it. They don't have what it takes. So why can't damn, Twitter that's... buy Twitch? They call it Twitch.
Twitter shit.
Tweet your Twitches.
Can already do that, and they don't have to own the company to do
it. But if they own it, maybe Google won't buy it.
Could you imagine
if Google bought Twitter?
I just said that.
Yeah.
Terry said it first.
This keeps happening, and I don't like it.
Yeah?
That would be weird. I wouldn't like it.
Well, we're giving up on our own social.
Apparently, you wouldn't like it if Google bought anything.
I like Google buying things that I don't use. Like the driverless cars and Nest and all of the other stuff that they're buying. Keep doing that, Google.
No, stop doing that and bring us Google Fiber.
Yeah, go buy more ISP locations.
Like, you know, I'm not going to be crazy or anything here. You know, the peninsula of the Bay Area in which your headquarters is located.
Yeah.
Kind of, not you know where you got your start and the people that actually made you what you are today here in this county that I happen to live in.
What's up? You live in the area, so what's up with all those people like being pissed at Google for increasing like house weight or rents or
whatever?
Dude,
I don't. Let me.
I don't fucking know. Real quick, we should preface just in case nobody knows what's going on. There's a bunch of people.
It's them fucking hippies trying to tell me to be fucking green and then tell me how much they hate technology.
What?
Yeah, that's the shit up here. That's the shit
you
right up here.
You had to turn your webcam on for this. I see you're very serious.
They
about
tell
this.
Me. They come. They
okay. Well, hold on. Let's.
They tell me. All right. They tell me that I'm not green enough, even though I am, because I drive 3 miles every day, and then I take a goddamn train, and Sarah takes a train.
Say it.
I'm wasteful. But I cook in a very small space and reuse a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. And they tell me they don't like technology, but it's like, hey, how are you going to get green without technology, sucker?
Hey.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because you want everything to stay the same? Well, bitch, y'all wasteful the same.
They're throwing away all those diapers.
That's what it is. It's all... They be hating. It's just the new thing. Be hating. Everybody be hating. That's the new thing, Dwight. You want to know what's up? Everybody be hating everybody. That's
the thing.
Sounds
like you hating right now, Ryan.
I'm hating right now, too. I'm hating hella hard because I'm tired of being hating on. And that's just what spills hate because everybody be hating on me. So now I got to start hating the hate. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's fair, Ryan.
I don't think that's fair either that I got pushed to this mode of hate.
So that doesn't sound like anything I was about to talk about.
You talking about how Google pushed up the prices here?
Indirectly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the technology boom that's doing it. And it's not a bad thing.
It's not a terrible thing. What I think it stews down. It spews.
That was tying it to like
it spews to the people that own the landlords and stuff that are increasing the prices. It's not Google themselves. It's not like Google's going out.
Well, they're not saying it's Google. They just that the news is picking Google in particular.
It's the people, the technology, the news, I guess. But like apparently, like if we still haven't really explained what's going on,
we don't really know. Because it's just
people in San Francisco are. Super pissed at Google.
Everything.
But right now, there's a little part of it about Google.
You mean hippies in San Francisco.
Goddamn long hair.
from what they said is that they're being...
My hair's down to my shoulder.
That they're being forced out of their homes because of increased rent hikes or whatever. Because...
There's a thing called rent control.
The landlords want to pull in Google employees because they know they make a lot of money. So they want to kick out the people that are in there now and pull in Google employees that make a lot of money.
Good. Yeah, and then you know what they're going to do? They're going to buy little shops in that area, and they're going to turn into a beautiful place. How horrible of them. Bastards.
Who's buying these shops, Ryan?
People that want to sell to these Google employees that makes lots of money. They're going to employ more people. That just have to live elsewhere because they can't afford to live there. And that's just the way the world works. And then they get to buy nicer homes. But everybody just wants everything right fucking now and doesn't want to work for it.
Ryan.
I work in the banking industry. I'm really frustrated right now by America. So.
Okay.
Done.
We should work for Google. Specifically their social department so we can burn it down from the inside.
No, we should make it better, Dwight. We'll help slowly, slowly rebend it to Mongoose Social.
Mongoose Plus.
Mongoose Plus. I love it.
But it's not going to be required anywhere. It's going to be...
Except on the Mongoose Forum.
It will be strictly enforced. Is
Mongoose Forum.
Everywhere.
This is good. Should we call it Moogle instead?
Moogle. We'll just slowly rebrand Moogle it to Moogle. Plus.
Moogle. And we'll try to get rights for the Moogles from Final Fantasy. And then that'll be our little mascot with them. Like, he rides a mongoose.
Dope.
A tiny little Moogle. He rides a mongoose.
And his antenna, his body, his ears, and the mongoose all are the Google colors.
There you go. See, we're not reinventing the wheel here.
We're not staying away from the premise here. We're trying to
we're giving stay Google
true
props.
At the same time, innovate. Trying to innovate at the same time, not sticking in the same mold. Then you're just going to turn to Apple.
Apple jam or what is it? What was it?
Apple butter.
Thank you.
Apple butter. I challenge you to try it, but you can't get it at Rayleigh, so you got to go to that there Safeway or Safe Mart or Pack and Save or Walmart.
All right. Well. I think we're done, unless Terry has a story that he wants to talk about, because we talked about a whole podcast.
Listen, my life is not as interesting right now.
My dogs have fleas. They've never had fleas.
Right.
There's an epidemic of fleas.
Give them a flea bath.
Given them several fleas. You know what I used?
Ketchup.
Dawn dish soap.
I did. But now I went out and actually bought some flea medicine this time and did that too.
But no, really, I needed some.
It didn't work.
Well, no, I did use Dawn dish soap twice, and it did work, and it killed a lot of fleas, but they just keep coming back. So I had to spray the carpet. I sprayed all sorts of poisons in the house. We'll see.
We'll see what ends up dead.
Hopefully, it's me.
Ryan, please.
Why? No, Ryan, don't say that.
We still kind of like you, so.
Stop making me cling to life. Can we end this podcast?
No. Since this podcast
no.
This podcast is going to be coming out tonight. I'm going to push it out tonight, and it is Alex's birthday.
Let me give a shout out to my boy
if you
Alex
do a shout
for his
out,
birthday.
Ryan, you got to end the podcast right after.
So it ain't like, you know, I'm like, you know.
Your boy.
No, give a shout out to my boy Alex for his birthday. He 26. We getting old up in here. He 26, and you know, this is just a shout out to my boy. But it ain't like no 50 Cent video, you mm-hmm. know, first comment like that one time we did that. Mm-hmm. But he didn't show up, so it all good. But it's my fault because mm-hmm. I was late. Happy birthday, my
dude.
And that ends this podcast number
135.
To freedom, broken and worn, but they will keep on in the moonlight. The moonlight, the pressure is on. The cold of the season makes it hard to feel, but they persevere for the end game. The end game. I can only wish that one day we'll find the one to keep. The journey is an endless one to the same love, the same love. Freedom, broken and worn, but they once kept on in the moonlight. The moonlight. I can only wish that one day we'll find the one to keep. The journey is an endless one to the same love, the same love. Kept on in the moonlight, the moonlight.